finally arrive at your grandmother's house. What was that like?
Oh boy. Mayhem. Mayhem. Mayhem.
Was she warm toward you?
Oh, of course, but that's not the point. The point is that they could not believe it.
Right.
They were crying. Even my grandfather was crying. It's the first time I saw him cry until he died. They were out of words, and they took me in their arms, and it was mayhem.
Now, do you remember going to school early at that time? Or?
That's a very good question. I was too young to go to school, so I guess my grandparents taught me maybe the alphabet, because I knew that at 5 or 4 and a half, I read.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And when did you go to school?
Maybe when I was 5 or 6.
During the war?
Oh, yes, yes. It was the war technically was finished. It was 1938, 1939. But we were under the occupation of the Germans, which is different.
Because you were in the northern part of France.
Right.
Paris, yeah.
Right. Which was actually the better place to be rather than the Vichy, under Vichy, because everything I've read, the French were worse than the Germans in treating the Jews.
Mm-hmm. You're right. The French were worse than the Germans. I stress that because when I speak, it's mainly also about what happened in France.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because in America, people who are involved in the Holocaust or in the Shoah always speak about Poland, Germany, Austria, maybe the Baltic countries, mm-hmm. Russia, but never about France, Spain, Italy, Denmark, Sweden, it's less, and especially France, Italy, and Spain, because there are very few immigrants, Jewish immigrants from these countries.
I always thought about France also.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah. So I always mention what happened. So you're right, the French, but the government was in Vichy. However, we were on the occupied zone, the north.
Right.
So people were trying to go to south because north was much worse than the south.
How was it worse?
Because the occupant was there. And then could be arrested. And that I don't say. But it was extremely terrible, even for men more than for women. We had, not I, of course, but adults had cards. And it was written Juif, that means Jew,
on
the national card, identity card. For women, it was written Jew. If a man did not show, mm-hmm. You can guess what you had to do. You had to unzip your pants.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because only Jews
were circumcised.
Yeah. Right.
So that I don't say bluntly, or that mm-hmm. depends where I am. Mm-hmm. But so, and then when I give my PowerPoint talk, I'm showing a policeman arresting a man. Just that, of course, mm-hmm. you know, arresting a man, and I say, all of you, you walk in the street, and then the policeman say, excuse me, but give me your identity card. And for the Jews, it was terrible. So all Jews, my cousins told me that they were always carrying a toothbrush and maybe a razor for the men and other things
just
for
in case.
Women, just in case. Mm-hmm. Can you think living like that? Mm-hmm.
So now your grandparents are both Catholic.
Oh, no. My step-grandmother. No, 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 my two grandfathers.
No, the one you're living with, though.
The grandfather is a Jew.
Oh, the grandfather's a Jew.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's why my father was Jewish.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. And his first wife died.
And
so several years later, he married this woman.
So did they ever bother him? Because of the Jewishness? Or?
No, they could have bothered her more than him. He was wearing the star. Mm-hmm. I think that it was at the age of six that you had to wear a star, six or seven, so I never worried.
Because by the time that happened, they were no longer in control of France.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. So now you start school in France during the occupation.
Oh, absolutely, in the district where my grandfather and my, I don't want to say step-grandmother.
Just grandmother.
My grandmother lived. Because you don't
was she
choose.
Loving to you?
Oh, yes.
Then she's your grandmother.
So she's your grandmother.
Very strict. Both. They were very strict. And the fun thing is that when you speak about a Jewish princess here, it has nothing to do with my being a Jewish princess. Because my paternal grandfather used to say, you know, Arlette, you are because my name is Levi, L-E-V-Y. You're not only a Levi, but you're a Cohen. And you have to be perfect. Whoa. So I was spanked, and I was very, very strictly raised. I had to be good. I had to be good in the case my grandparents would come, and then they would appreciate what my grandfather and grandmother did, and I would be a good girl. And all my life till this day, I try to be good and do good things, thinking that if I the soul of my parents, you know, is there. I know it's stupid because I don't really believe in it, but I believe for me, they would be proud of me. That helps me to live,
right,
to survive.